G'day awesome people, welcome to episode 44 of the Cycle Smooth Podcast. My name is Tim Egg, and you know what you need to do with all your questions? What you need to do is jump onto cyclesmooth.com, or you can just jump into your email, type in tim@cyclesmooth.com, and just submit your questions. Try and make them super specific, super selfish, because you don't know who else needs has been thinking the same thing you've been thinking. So jump on through, and the more questions, the better. I like receiving your questions. Stephen sent me a question. Stephen's cool. I have been wanting a new bike for a while, and unfortunately, it isn't in my budget this year. I'm contemplating on getting my bike repainted, and I heard you did it a little while ago. Were you completely happy with the outcome, and would you recommend this? So, I've got a Giant Trinity time trial bike, and I came off it in 2014, 2 days before an Ironman. I'm cruising along, and I felt ridiculously good, and I felt like I was riding really easy, but I knew I was moving really fast, and I just... The roads in Western Australia are so flat and so smooth, and I come from Tasmania, which are the roads are very dead and heavy, and I was just flying, and I had my two nephews behind me on their bikes, and they're both triathletes, and they both try and get after it, and which one of them, Aaron, is I think might be trying to become an elite ITU athlete. I haven't heard from him for a little while, but I've got to do a quick follow-up. I think he's really having a crack. But anyway, so we're just moving along, and I'm just feeling so good, thinking, God, you know, in 2 days' time, I'm just going to smash this out of the park. And I look behind me thinking, I just look behind to make sure they're all right. I've dropped one of them, and I'm trying to work out which one I've dropped. And the road was bending around, and I've spent too much time looking behind me. I've hit the gutter, I've gone rolling, cracked my collarbone, but that wasn't the bad problem. The problem was I had this big scratch on my time trial bike, and it was on the top tube. So every time I threw my leg over, it broke my heart. I was thinking, oh gosh, look at that crack. Look at the big scratch in it. Oh, and because I love my bikes, and we didn't have... wife would never let me buy another one anytime soon, so you know, my wallet's completely nailed down. So it got to the point where and the bike was getting a bit on. It was a 2011 model, and it's had some big miles in it already, so I decided, let's rebuild this bike. And I knew a guy who does some carbon fiber work, he does painting and does a little bit of helps, you know, does bikes and kayaks mostly. But I thought, if I'm going to do it, I'm not just going to have it as the same looking bike. I'm going to want it to make it look new, and I wanted it as a bit of a head turner. So I went down and saw him, and we came up with a completely new design. We ripped everything out, I basically put all new cables, new bolts, new chains, new bearings, new everything, as much as I could, new everything, and got it repainted because I'm friendly with this guy. He gave me a good price. I want to say the whole lot cost me $500, but it may have sprung out to about $700, maybe. But the bike looked just beautiful, and there are a couple of downsides to it. Under the because we painted it black with fluoro yellow writing, big giant on it, and I wanted to keep it plain and simple. So, but you can kind of see in the forks and other parts of it where the old writing was, the old giant writing was. You can see where the labeling, if you rub your finger on, you can feel where it was. So there is that. I have noticed it can be easier to scratch and chip, but having said that, it's a lot easier to fix that. I chipped a big hunk of, well, I did put a big scratch up front, and a couple of hours later, that was completely gone. We were able to just fix it up, repaint it. Gave me a touch up thing, a touch up spray, so I was able to quickly spray it. What's that thing called? Clear it and then polish it, and look back to being brand new again. So that bike still does me very well. I ride it 6 months of the year, and I'm very happy. Would I do it again? Yes. Only if there was big scratches or if there was something needing to be done on the bike, I would do it again. My road bike, I like it, but it's looking a little bit oldish now, I guess. But I probably wouldn't go out and do it just so I can have a new look. But if something happened to the bike and it was going to need to be repainted, yes, I'll do it all again and give it a whole new look. But yeah, but do a little bit of research into it. There are companies out there that actually deal with pure cycling bikes. You know, they'll repaint it. That's one way of doing it. Or you can go to a bodybuilder, like a panel beater or something that does cars. Talk to them and see what, you know, a lot of them have ridiculous amounts of leftover paint, and talk to them what they've got hanging around, because it may only cost you, you know, oh well, you know, I've got some of that paint left over, yeah, or if you strip it, I'll spray it for $200. You know, there that happens a lot if you can organize it, and you just got to go up to the sign writing place and order the proper stickers for it and get them to, you just, if you're happy to do the work, you can do it really cheap and you can have a nice good looking bike. So yeah, if you do that though, send me through a before and after photo and I'll stick it on Instagram. It'd be pretty cool. And yeah, if you guys have any other questions, jump on through to the website, cyclesmooth.com. Send me through an email, tim@cyclesmooth.com. Till next episode. Hooroo.